You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. You know, there is a lot of confusion out in the Christian world today. Satan has really fooled a lot of people. Most people that consider themselves Christians claim that they love the gospel and follow it. Most Christians, however, do not even know what the gospel is, what it means. You know, might be bringing this up just a little bit early, but do all these quote-unquote full gospel churches even know what the gospel is? I'll submit to you today that the answer is no. Let me read a verse to you. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." Now that's in Mark chapter 1, verse 1. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So Jesus had a gospel. Most people think the gospel is all about Jesus, but Jesus had a gospel. It's Strong's number 2098, Evangelii, and it's it basically what it means is the good news or a good message. It's translated the gospel. And the gospel is good news. It is a good message. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what Jesus taught? A lot of people that are Christians, they say, "Oh, I love the Lord. You know, I give my heart to Jesus." Do you know what he taught? He's taught something specifically. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. It says, "And Jesus went about all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people." So what is it that Jesus taught? He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That was his message. I don't know what people, you know, probably every person out there thinks something different, but Jesus preached the gospel, and the gospel that he preached was the gospel of the kingdom. Is this some obscure verse, or does it talk about this in other places? Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. It says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people." So Jesus, here again, Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Now, what did Jesus say that our highest priority in the things we search for should be? Do you know that there's a number one thing we're supposed to be having as our priority? Let's take a look at what he said in Matthew 6:33. It says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, for all these things shall be added unto you." So the very first thing, the top of our priorities, should be seeking the kingdom of God. Now, let's be honest with ourselves here. If we're going to look out at the Christian world, is that their number one priority, to seek first the kingdom of God? I think if we're going to be honest with ourselves, the answer would be no. Christians are like everybody else. Number one is their own personal wants and needs. Now, some have laid down their life for Christ, but it's a very small percentage. Contact us, will you? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.